Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment, see more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This week, we're joined by Mary Partridge Brown and Roberta Sandler, co-directors of Grassroot Givers. The Capital District organization is comprised of two main programs, the Clothing and Home Essentials Program and the Book Project, and supports individuals, agencies, schools, and other nonprofit programs. Mary and Roberta, welcome.
Thank you, Sarah.
So tell me, I know I just sort of summarized it very quickly what Grassroot Givers does, but tell me more about what the organization does and how it was founded and the need you're filling.
Okay, so I'll start. This is Mary. Basically, what we do is we collect in-kind donations from people in the community. We collect such things as clothing, housewares, things like pots and pans and linens and very basic essentials, and lots of books, both children's books and adult books. And then we spend a lot of time going through all of the donations to make sure that we only have the nicest, most beautiful items. And then we share those with people in need. And our basic motto is that the way you give makes a huge difference, and that if you treat people with respect and you give them with dignity, give them beautiful items, that it will empower them to lead to more independence in their life. So that's pretty much how we spend our days, is collecting, organizing, sorting, and then sharing donations with people right here in the Capital Region.
You have a space where you do this.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
We do. So we're recently, this summer, we moved back into the heart of Albany to 522 Washington Avenue. It's the old Freihoffer building, so we're really thrilled to be in that location. It's an area where there are a lot of programs, addiction programs, refugee, and it really is the population of people we try to support. So we're happy to be back.
How big is the organization? Is it just the two of you?
We have a lot of volunteers.
Okay.
So we do have about four people on staff, and then hundreds of volunteers. We have people that come in every week, and then we host groups from different schools and offices that come in and help us process the donations.
Right. Part of our part of the things that we do is that we do and try to include the community in all of our programs. So we have a very, as Roberta said, we have a very healthy volunteer. I'd say we probably have about 12 to 15 folks that come in at least once a week and help us to sort and organize the donations. And then we definitely involve businesses as well as civic groups to help us with various projects that we undertake.
Are there certain, how do people donate items to your organization?
Mm-hmm. So at our facility, 522 Washington Avenue, people can come in Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2, and they actually don't even need to call us or make an appointment. They can just come, and we do have a staff of people that can help people carry in the donations. We often go out to the car if we have, you know, a large, let's say, a truckload, and then we have carts where we can help people and bring the donations in.
Do you work with other organizations that are trying to fill similar needs? Who else do you sort of partner with throughout the region?
So we have, Mary works mostly with school districts, right? The Albany City School District. The Home Essentials Program and Clothing Program, we work with different agencies as far as Joseph's House, Skylar Inn Shelters. We work directly through the Home Essentials Program with shelters. So as they're moving families out of the shelter and into housing, we provide all the basic essentials they need to do to make that move successfully. The clothing piece, we help families just in need. Many come from warmer climates, so we see a lot of college students now that have moved into the area and don't have the means to purchase warm clothing. And also just a lot of times we just see families that are struggling because of children with growth spurts.
Sure, yeah.
They've just bought a new winter coat, and the child you know, grew. So as we all know with boots and coats, how that goes. So I think the important piece with our both programs is that we really work on the specific details that make a difference. So if someone is going out on a job interview and they feel, you know, more confident in a red suit, then we try to provide choice so they can choose what works for them. And certainly we all know with children and teenagers, choice is important to how they feel with their confidence and sometimes even making a difference if they want to go to school.
Definitely.
And how they feel. So.
And just kind of dovetailing into that, we one particular agency that we both our Home Essentials and our book project work with is Hattis. I'm sure you're probably familiar with Hattis, which is right down the street here on Central Ave. And Hattis does a feed and read book and food program. So they provide weekend food for about 550 very vulnerable children that, you know, don't have enough food in their home. And then what we do is we supply one age-appropriate book for each of those children so that at the end of the year they've acquired somewhere around 30 or 35 books that they can add to their home library. And, you know, it's definitely part of our mission to get as many books into the hands and homes of children and adults in the city of Albany because, you know, there is so much research out there that shows that the amount of books that are, you know, that a child is exposed to really correlates with their academic success. So that is one of our main goals is to get those books out there.
You also work on one of my favorite things I've ever seen in cities, which I did first see in Albany, but have seen in some travels, is the Little Free Library.
That's a program that is near and dear to our heart. And again, it's a way to get books directly into the hands of people. We have about 20 of those, and we have plans to expand. So we definitely have some things up our sleeve with that. We'd really like to get more professionals involved, and so we have a program called Lawyers for Literacy that we're about to launch, and maybe next time we come on, we can talk a little bit about that once
sure.
we have more of the details in place.
So I realized as we all smiled about the Little Free Library that there could be listeners who don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. You want to tell?
So sure, the Little Free Libraries are book boxes that are curbside, and usually it's leave a book, you know, take a book, leave a book, and we have worked with the City of Albany and strategically placed many of our libraries in areas that are more challenged. So children that might not be able to go to the library and take out books because being concerned about maybe getting fees and losing the books. And so this is a way for people to walk up to this little box and take exactly what they want, as many as they want, and take them home and start building their own home libraries.
Mm-hmm. You have an upcoming trivia event.
We do. We're just kind of signing the details on that now, but this will be our third annual, and it's a way, obviously, to have a little bit of fun and to raise some money for our programs. And last year we did it at the City Lion Bar and Grill, and chances are we'll probably, hopefully, do it there as well. And we're expanding. We hope to have about 200 people there. And it's just a really fun way that people get together. Usually they have teams of folks that come from their work or, you know, their friends groups, and then they compete and we have different prizes available. And it's just a really fun afternoon and a way that they can give back and support our programs.
I want to make sure I understand how they give back. Is it to be a team? They have to pay a fee of some kind?
Yes, okay. And they get very little for that. All they get is a lot of fun and knowing that they helped a great organization. I wanted to also say something about Roberta's program. So we work very closely with several of the homeless shelters, and these are programs that Seymour Fox, who sponsored this this little get-together here today, that they support. And people that are leaving a shelter actually give Roberta a wish list of items that they specifically need. So it's not just this general list. It's things that family need. Maybe they need 4 comforters because they have 4 children. And whatever it is, we can go into our inventory of beautiful items and then specifically fill that list. So it's a really nice program, and we often get so much amazing feedback from people that, you know, come from not owning anything to having this wonderful start that they can start their new life in their new home with all these beautiful items.
Right. There are so many large nonprofits and that do great work with housing or helping people get back to work, that even though this is a very small piece to the puzzle of poverty, we're very happy with our, very proud of our impact with, you know, helping over 600 people a month through the clothing and 400 families move from shelter into an apartment. And I don't even know what your count is, Mary, what you're
up to. I think we've given out about 300,000 books right here in the city of Albany. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and most of those go to the kids that are in the Albany City schools. And so, you know, obviously the need is very great right here, right in our own neighborhood. Yeah.
To learn more about Grassroot Givers, you can visit grassrootgivers.org. That link will be posted along with this conversation at wamc.org/roundtable. Mary and Roberta, thank you for your work, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.